Viktor Frankl, a Jew and a world-renowned psychiatrist, experienced the horrors of the Nazi death camps. In his writings, he recalls how prisoners were affected when they no longer had hope. One prisoner confided in him about a dream that he had, a dream that spoke of liberation within a matter of weeks, in fact, March 30th, to be the exact. Over the next few weeks, the word reaching the camp held no hope of liberation. There was no sign of the war ending, and so hope began to fade. On March 29th, the prisoner fell ill. When on March 30th, brought no sign of liberation, he became delirious and lost consciousness. The following day, he was dead. This was not an isolated case. The chief medical officer of the camp related to Frankl that in the weeks between Christmas 1944 and New Year 1945, the death rate rose far beyond anything he could recall. Neither the harsh working conditions nor the meagre rations contributed to the high number of deaths. The explanation lay in the fact that the prisoners lived in hope that they would come home by Christmas. When Christmas came and went, their hope died, and so did they. The terrible sense of hopelessness is also found where there is no relationship with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul made this point clear when writing to the saints at Ephesus. He recalled their condition before their conversion to Jesus, and he said to them, "Remember that at that time, before you were converted, you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in this world." They were without hope because they had not yet been converted to Jesus. They were dead in their sins, alienated from Almighty God. Furthermore, they were without hope because it was outside their control to alter their predicament. There was nothing they could do. They could not pardon themselves. They could not reconcile themselves to God whom they had offended. And when they die, they could not raise themselves to life again. Death would reign victorious over them. But it was into this hopeless situation that God, in his great love for a lost world, sent his Son to achieve for us what we could never achieve for ourselves. And it's through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ that Christian people today have a living hope.